It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Sabres win the draw. Paterka finds a great lane in the back of the net. What a shot. 1-0 Buffalo. Here comes McLeod. 3-2 to the line. Paterka back to McLeod. Pass into the slot. Curling away from Art Docker. Great pass. Scores! Rasmus Dahlin with the shot. The setup from Bernard Docker. Shot with a rebound. Scores! Kozak!
Yes.
What a place to score and give the Buffalo Sabres a power play goal and a 3-1 lead.
Oh, look at Dad right there, proud father.
Puck comes out into the slot. Great play diving, Connor Clifton. And then McLeod will send it ahead for Alex Tuck. Shoots, scores! Shorthanded again, Alex Tuck. Puck comes right out in front. Reimer's got it in the backhand. Clear down the ice. This is going to go into the empty net. Stopped by Reimer. The clock ticks out, and James Reimer with the celebration. And yes, you should celebrate.
Split of the trip. Sabres go 2-2, and they're back home tomorrow to take on the Ottawa Senators. Welcome in with Marty and Brian. How are you, Marty?
Well, I'm a little upset.
Because I look better on screen than you do today.
I had other things to do, and you're in studio. I mean, you look so good in studio. And so
the hat has never looked better. It's so crisp and sharp. It's awesome.
I'll be joining you on location at KeyBank Center tomorrow for Sabres Live, so that will be good. We'll do it again on Thursday. But it would have been nice to start the week, you know. Let's just say you weren't really supposed to be in studio, but you forgot something important in studio last night.
I did.
So, or yesterday afternoon. So you had to return and might as well, you know, make yourself comfortable in, you know, Chris Brown and Steve Tasker's domain.
It's true. You want to know the first thing I heard when I got here today?
No. I don't know. I want to hear it. Yes.
Did you get demoted?
Oh.
That came from security on the way in. And I wasn't sure whether the question was more to why are you here or the fact that my security pass never opens the actual gate. So they have
Mine
to let me in.
Mine doesn't open the gate anymore either. And it just changed recently. I used to be able to come in and the gate would open, no problem.
And I look and now at it him doesn't, and I go, no big deal.
I can still get in the building.
Yeah.
So that's okay. And the security guard always lets us in. That's good.
Yeah.
But yes, did you get demoted? No, the answer is no. After the great performance that we had yesterday, you know, pregame, intermission, and postgame, I think we should get a promotion, not a demotion. That's the way it goes.
Okay, well, that's asking a lot, and I feel like... I feel like our audience on social might be a little sensitive to the topic of promotion or demotion at this point in time, based on the Sabres related question that we posed earlier on X. So we're going to dive into that a little bit later on, but please keep the responses coming. What was your takeaway from the trip?
Okay, well, the trip, they're 2-2 on the trip, but I'll focus on this weekend, right? And this weekend was Minnesota on Saturday afternoon and Winnipeg on Sunday. And look, to win games in the National Hockey League, there's no secret. Like, you need, obviously, to be able to score. The teams that score a lot, the team that scored 3.5 or more, the Sabres did that 2 years ago, you're going to get wins, right? But often, it's about... can you get the saves and the quality saves that will put you over the top? Like, James Reimer gave up 3 yesterday on 36. It's good. It's not like 45 saves on 46 shots, but it's good. But it's the quality of the saves. The saves on Lowry, the save on Nino Niederreiter. There was so many quality saves that allowed the Sabres to feel like they were in the game. And that's what Lindy Ruff said after the game. He said, Reimer gave us a heck of a game and we needed that. Like, look, you're playing one of the best team in the National Hockey League. You're going to need that. And the Sabres expected goals in the game yesterday were 1. They were expected to score 1 goal. They score a lot more, but, you know, that came down to goaltending, and Reimer made them believe that they could beat Winnipeg. And in the third period, well, there was a lot of goals, but when you get Kosak to come in and Tuck to come in and to get a shorty right there, like, they believe because their goalie made them believe that they could beat Winnipeg yesterday.
So whether you want to make the sample size just the weekend or the entirety of the trip, what do you now... you know, have top of mind, I guess, other than Bald for Bucks and Pride Night, which are the 2 home games this week, which I'm looking forward to both of them. The fact of the matter is the Sabres have 13 games remaining as they start this week that has Tuesday, Thursday, and 2 more matinees on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, we're going to work a lot of weekends. I think there was 3 of the last 4 weekends we got Saturday, Sunday games. So, Duffer, you and I are going to get some weekend work. But, okay, so what am I looking for? Well, first of all, look, the Sabres are back home after a week trip. Like, I want to see what's happening with Josh Norris. And I think this week we probably should be getting some updates. I want to see Norris play because I want to, if he's healthy, I get it. If there's... you know, some concerns, but I want to see Norris play. I want to see what our forward group is going to look like. I think Ryan McLeod has been awesome. And Ryan McLeod, big goal yesterday in an empty net, but a 4-point game. Mm-hmm. Like, just, like, he has been able to fill in the middle of the ice, at the center position, wherever you needed him, right? And now we have Tage Thompson playing center. Well, why? Because we don't have Norris, we don't have Kulik. We need players to be able to, you know, play in the middle. So I want to see what that middle is going to look like next year. And I want to see where I think Norris is, because that's going to make a difference as to what I think the summer plan would be. If I think Josh Norris is a number one center, and then after that, maybe you have Kulik in that spot and McLeod. Well then I'm not worrying about the center. I'm going to look for wing, for maybe somebody on the wing to come in and help. But if I don't think Norris is a number one center,
he has to be. He's the highest
put Kulik
paid forward.
There. I know, exactly. That's. But if he's a number two, I want to see where he's going to fit, and I'd like to see him play. But obviously, we're going to get an update on that.
Yeah, I mean. I'm starting to think we're not going to see him, but that's just like gut kind of thing here. Because if he's been affected by something for a while and your reality is your reality here in the last 13 games, I don't know. Again, they're off today. I look forward to an update tomorrow and moving forward. Would I love to be, like, not feeling this instinct? Sure, of course. Like, I really want to see him tomorrow. Ottawa's in. Like, I want to see that. But I'd rather see it every game next year head-to-head against Ottawa and high level, best level ever of Josh Norris.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good point. I doubt we'll see him tomorrow. I mean, he's you know, we haven't had really any updates other than saying it was a mid-body. And what does that mean?
Well, slowly was the update early on in the road
trip. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, where is it at now? But you're right. Look, I think Norris is going to be the number one center on this team moving forward. And I think Lindy Ruff likes Tage Thompson on the wing more than at center. So I'm kind of penciling Thompson on the wing with Norris as a number one center. And now it still comes down to, is Yuri Kulik your number two center? Or do you think Yuri Kulik should be benefiting from maybe being on the wing with another center that you go and acquire, right? Because McLeod is really your third line guy, and he can move up and down, but he's really your third line guy. So I think that's kind of like where I'm at now that the Sabres are back home and trying to figure out what's going on with Norris, what's going on with Kulik, and when are these guys coming back to be able to evaluate where we're going next year.
Yeah. This,
just be careful with that lightsaber there, Duffer. Like, don't, you know, for those watching on MSG, he's got that lightsaber pen that he's using. Got to be careful with that. Dangerous.
It's actually helpful. It's 1-0, so I feel very confident with it in my hands. This little road trip recap and projection to the final 13 games kind of ties in with a little bit of our off-air discussion leading into this show.
Yep.
Couple of topics that I think most often garner the most attention when you're not only in this current place in the standing slash schedule, but almost annually as any organization would be, and that is constantly evaluating what you have and assessing, reassessing exactly where you're at so you can know how to approach free agency. And then the reality of what you're up against in free agency. So why don't we do this in the order of how, well, yeah, I think I presented it this way first. It doesn't matter. In-house, we have enjoyed watching the Rochester Americans the last number of years make annual trips to the playoffs, and they're going to do it again this year, although not clinched yet. They're 6 points behind first place Laval. Marty, they have another 3-3 this weekend.
Yeah.
It's Friday against Bridgeport. It's in Syracuse on Saturday. It's home to the Crunch, which is the only saving grace because you're playing the same team on the same schedule, back at home for a Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock. So you want to talk about evaluating guys like this. And by the way, not to taint the question and the poll question that we have presented on X, which is which Rochester American will be the next full-time Buffalo Sabre. But hearing yet again Michael Leone talk about Noah Östlund.
Yeah.
After yesterday's win, after his hat trick Saturday against Syracuse, after his game-winning goal, technically, it didn't end up being game-winner because the Amerks scored in an empty net, and then who were they playing yesterday? Utica scored with one second left to negate Östlund's winner. Anyway, Michael Leone said, with passion, we are so fortunate to have him on our team. And I think that is an incredible compliment. He said he scored 3 goals in Syracuse. He thinks that's the toughest place they play every time. And so it's his takeaway.
It's a mature team, a mature game. They play a heavy game in Syracuse. Yeah. It's there's not a lot of space. It's a very mature opponent when you play the Crunch.
So our X poll at Sabres Live. Who's the next man up from Rochester to Buffalo on a full-time basis? Noah Osland, Isaac Rosean, Devin Levi, Ryan Johnson. As you may know, we've run the gamut there as far as positions. We're talking about two forwards, a defenseman, a goalie. This is a good situation to talk about, right? Like, you're genuinely interested in all these guys potentially making the next step. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I know what I answered because I like to partake in the polls because then it gives me an idea of where people are going. I answered Devin Levi, but I also know what my plan for Devin Levi would be. Is Devin Levi is not coming in next year in training camp thinking, oh, I may get opening night start. I may, you know, play 5 of the first 10. I may play 20 of the first 40, and then we'll see. My role for Levi would be, okay, you've played extremely well in Rochester this year. It's been back and forth the last 2 years, but this year mostly Rochester. And you're ready for the NHL, but you're ready for a backup role in the NHL. You're ready for 25 games in the NHL and practice every day and travel and understand the game and understand the situation. And look, if it happens that you get hot, we play you a little bit. If there's injuries, maybe you play a little bit more, but the role is that. So that feels like that could be sooner than everybody else. But if I'm going to take Devin Levi out of the equation, right now the poll suggests Isaac Rosean at 22%, Noah Osland at 19.5%, and Ryan Johnson at 10%, basically. I think Noah Osland is the one that would be the next on my list. And I get it. He's still young and may have still something to learn and prove at the AHL level. I just, and Ryan Johnson would probably be the next guy on my list before Isaac Rosean. And maybe it's going backwards, but I really like the maturity in the game and the size that Noah Osland has to offer. And I'm looking at him first if it comes to the skaters. And is it next year? Maybe not, but I think he'd be the next one on that progression to be a full-time Sabre.
It's interesting. We've got the age, early 20s spectrum covered. Osland is 21. 1 year with the Amerks, 2 years in the SHL in Sweden. Yep. Rosean is 22, just turned. 3 years with the Amerks. Devin Levi, 23 to start next season. 23 now, 23 to start next season. He'll have over 100 AHL and NHL games combined going into next year. And Ryan Johnson is 24. 2 years pro, combined AHL and NHL. There's a lot to chew on there. But there's also some pretty strong reactions.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Actions from our from our viewers and listeners. Like,
well, yes.
So you want to roll through some of them?
Yeah, I 100%. You know, like a lot of them are saying, like, and can we not rush anyone, right? And I'm not talking about rushing anyone, but I'm saying who's going to be. Some of those guys may not be there next year. I'm not talking about rushing, but when I look at their work and their progression, you can still kind of project, like, who will be the next one to have a full-time role with the Sabres. It could be at the start of the 2026-2027 season. It doesn't have to be next year, or it doesn't have to be this year. I'm not looking at that. I think that we saw Levi, got to be Levi, right, going into next year. I think that's not an easy answer, but yes, because of the work that Levi's put and the work that he's done. So I think those are probably, you know, kind of the feelings out there. Levi, and why are we rushing everybody? We're not rushing anybody. We're just trying to see who is the guy, because right now there is some excitement in Rochester with these players. Look at what Yuri Kulik did in Rochester. Look at what Peterkin Quinn did in Rochester. Mm-hmm. Look at, you know, the progression that has come from those guys. Mm-hmm. We didn't rush anybody, but they are full-time Sabres now and have an impact on the team. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of like where we're going. Who's going to be that next one? And I'm inclined to say, as a skater, Noah Oslin is probably that guy.
So Noah kind of fits in with a lot of, you know, high draft picks lately. And he's not huge at 5'11", but his intelligence for the game is quite large. And that's everywhere. And that's why Coach Leone has said what he has said about him consistently through this year, regardless of whether the points were coming or not coming, like in the first 12 games this season. So the whole idea of rushing anyone at this point to me doesn't really sound right based on the experience mm-hmm. that I described for all of them. But I get it. And I certainly understand, you know, where a fan would be coming from on this. But if you're speaking of Oslin specifically, it becomes a more interesting conversation based on how the show started and talking about Josh Norris and talking about Yuri Kulik and talking about whether they address the center position through free agency or trade.
Yes.
Or graduation, in this case, Oslin. I think it's hard to take that leap in this moment for Noah, despite how well he's playing. But let's give it two more months, hopefully, with April and potentially May with the Amerks.
Yep.
And see what you gain from this player, from the quality of games, and then when camp begins next year. So
you said he's 5'11", which I think it's a little, I thought he was maybe 6 foot or maybe, I mean, look, 5'11", 6 foot, whatever. Mm-hmm. But when I watched Noah Oslin, I don't think size is a factor because he plays in traffic. Mm-hmm. He wins his boards battles. He's aggressive in that way. So I'm not looking at his, well, 5'11", 175 frame and thinking, oh, that's small for the NHL. No, I'm looking at a guy that plays with a little bit more maturity to is using his size, right? And using his positioning and his leverage whenever he can. So there is guys that you watch and you're like, man, he plays small. This player plays small. This player plays small. That's not the case with Oslin. And so I'm not, some people are going to say 5'11", not big. You know what? You have a lot of size on the Sabres anyway. You have Tuck and Thompson and Greenway and, you know, Power and Dahlin and Samuelson. There's a lot of size there. Look at how Jason Zucker, without being a huge guy, plays aggressive net front, board battle. I think Noah Oslin has that same edge to his game, despite the fact that he's not a monster of a body.
Do you think Ryan Johnson in any way is blocked because of the extension to Jacob Bryson?
No, I don't.
Me neither.
I don't think that Ryan Johnson is blocked by that. I think it will be interesting next year to see if Ryan Johnson gets his look, right? Because we know that the Sabres right now, as they would be going into next year, you're looking at Darlene Power, Byram, who will be RFA, but the Sabres would hold his rights. And, you know, maybe it's arbitration, maybe it's a long-term deal, maybe it's a short-term deal, whatever it is, right? Samuelson, Clifton, like there's five guys right there. Bernard Docker, that's
six. Not necessarily,
though.
Not
necessarily. That's why I'm saying, like, I don't know that Johnson is being blocked by Bryson. I think that Bryson signed a one-year deal at $900,000. That's probably a seventh defenseman at that range, and maybe even a guy that's playing in the American League.
They've carried There's guys that are playing on until one until the recent trade deadline.
Say that again?
I said they carried eight defensemen eight, all year yeah. prior to the trade deadline.
Yes.
So you're right. Like, I mean,
Bryson's
even if Bryson's
contract
is...
allows them to play in Rochester and not worry about it, if you think Ryan Johnson gives you a much better, you know, fit with the Sabres. And so I don't think Bryson blocks them. But if I'm the Sabres right now and I'm looking at, you know, adding in the summertime, making trades in the summertime, maybe there is some tweak on the defense. Maybe there is, and maybe that opens the door for Ryan Johnson. Maybe that closes the door for Ryan Johnson because maybe you're adding pieces and all of a sudden it's not there. So I don't think Bryson does that, but I think this summer we're going to get our answer.
Which name do you think that Chris Baker from at Sabres Prospects would say in this situation?
Oh, well, I think he would say Levi because of the choice that we put ourselves, but is he going to pick my fourth choice? Isaac Roseanne? No.
Nope.
Did he pick Anton Wahlberg?
He did not
Somebody
go
off
with
the board.
He did not go with other, which was an option here, even if it could.
Well, then I would assume he's probably going to pick Ryan Johnson.
Correct. Ding, 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 ding. Nicely done.
Well, I just went with my third pick. Like, I went through the list, but yes.
I find that, I mean, obviously.
He's always like Ryan Johnson. He's always spoke very highly of him.
Well, he's also very in tune with all of this, and that's why we have him on an annual basis in and around the draft and over the course of a season. So I appreciate the input. I think it's valid, relevant here, and important. I honestly, like, Levi seems more likely, but based on everything you said, and it's just, and I guess we're splitting hairs here because sure, he could be a full timer, but if he's not the number one, it's a little different than a skater expected to carry a certain amount of weight every single game, right? So,
and I think that's why Jake says on social right now, responded, Levi will be the next full-time Saber, but still a backup. Noah Austin, next full-time starter, meaning like he'll get a role, the first one to get a bigger role on the team.
Do you have a lot to unpack from the weekend, hockey-wise and other?
Yeah, I do. I do. I've got a this or that, a couple this or that's for you. I got fashion faux pas that happened in the National Hockey League. I've got a lot. But hey, just talking about fashion, Ed wants to know, where did you get your hat? Because I'll tell you this, that is something people ask all the time. You have it on in, you know, at the arena. People are like, where'd you get your hat? So Ed wants to know, where'd you get your hat?
New Era's flagship store on Delaware.
Yeah, that's what I figured, but I just want to make sure I was right. I wasn't going to say anything wrong.
To appease and to appreciate our amazing coworkers and the amazing selection of New Era products available at the Sabres store, I would encourage you to go down there as well when you're at KeyBank Center, because I have resisted the urge so bad this year to try to not add 12 more hats to my already overflowing collection. So there's a lot in
there. That's the problem. I feel like being with you over these last many, many years now, I have resisted the urge, but I will walk in Sabre store And I will say, I'm just looking around, just looking around. And then all of a sudden I walk out with two bags and it's like full of everything. And I'm like, that's the Duffer effect right here, is that you walk into a store and you walk with two bags of things.
Well, this all was precipitated by you saying you have a fashion faux pas, and that is still to come. We have best and worst of the weekend. We have a boatload of NHL stories to get to. We have Sabres Senators tomorrow, Marty's Dis or Dats. It is all ahead here on Sabres Live. Now, tomorrow, before we take our first break, this is going to be great. It's our annual teaming up with Bald for Bucks in support of Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Donate $50 or more right now and receive a Bald for Bucks t-shirt, and then proceed to watch Marty and Dan go Bald for Bucks during our broadcast tomorrow night on MSG. Sabres.com/Bald for Bucks is where you need to go for all the information. We appreciate your support and donations today and always. We're back after this on Sabres Live.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.